Union Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Come celebrate Independence Day with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th. The celebration starts at 10 a.m.
Hail, hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning.
The Redemption Trio will be in concert. There will be a special pulpit message from Dr. Jean A. Youngblood, then a barbecue lunch following the services. Celebrate America's independence at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 10 a.m. with the Redemption Trio.
There's a promise coming down the dusty road.
First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. First Conservative Baptist Church, expository preaching, changeless message for a changing world.
And there's a promise coming down that dusty road.
Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that should be on the hearts and the minds of every citizen, and particularly the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots. We should recognize what has taken place. What happened last evening in the debate? What are your thoughts on it? What are your opinions? How do you stand on it? What do you see as the path forward and what we need to do as Christians and conservatives? That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm here with Dr. Davis, and we're talking about this subject because I believe it is important. It's imperative, in fact, that Christians, conservatives, and patriots today recognize what's happening in our nation and how we need to view the events of last evening's debate. I'm looking at a headline. It said, looks and sounds ancient. Biden's appearance roasted minutes into CNN debate with Trump. This article reads, both candidates were introduced by moderators Dana Bash and Jake Tapper without a live studio audience, leaving their walk to the platform in silence. Only minutes in, many were commenting on the appearance of both candidates, particularly Biden. Both camps have taken to poke at each other about the age. It's hard to imagine this debate starting any worse than it did for Joe Biden. Another headline, Congress Democrats in the state of shock over Biden's debate performance. We'll look at some of the statements, but it says in part, President Biden's shaky debate performance against President Donald Trump is being met with shock and dismay from the Democrat allies in Congress. Even as the debate was still going on, some House Democrats expressed fears of a wipeout for their party further down the ballot. We're going to lose 20 seats in the House if this continues, said one House Democrat. Others for this story spoke on the condition of anonymity of their candid thoughts of the party's disastrous leader. One House Democrat described the president's debate performance as awful, exclaiming, "What in the world is taking place?" They used some explicatives that I won't use. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question and comment.
Hey, brother, I want you to help me here. My wife came last night from overseas mission trip, and I didn't have time to watch the debate. And my sister texted me this morning, said, hey, did you watch the debate? And I told her, this is what I need you to help me. I said, hey, sister, I don't need to watch it. All I need to look is at the prices at the gas station, in the supermarket, the rent, and the wars going on, the moral decay and spiritual decay of these great nations at the hands of the Democrats, especially the zombie in the White House. So tell me if I miss something, brother. Do I need to watch that as a Christian? Everything is telling me this guy is horrible.
Yes.
I think horrible, he's bad, incompetent. I think the way that he's taking the country, I think that's how he did last night. I didn't watch the debate. You help me here, brother. I don't know.
Yes, Jose, you're exactly right. And one of the things that took place last evening was very, 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 very much of what we have talked about off and on this broadcast for the past three and a half years. Joe Biden ought not to have ever been sworn in to the Oval Office. Joe Biden is cognitively depleted simply because of his mental acuity having had its demise, and it's something he can't control. But the people that's controlling him ought to have known better. They ought to be charged with senior abuse. But you're exactly right. What Biden has done under the behind-the-scenes leadership of Barack Hussein Obama and the globalists, what has taken place is a sham, is a shame, and is a major, major, major destructive power for the United States of America. We've seen what Biden has done. He has destroyed the morals, ethics, and the values in our nation. He's destroyed the economy. He's destroyed our military. He's destroyed anything that would be called conservatism in our nation, simply because the goal of Barack Hussein Obama was to fundamentally change America. Obama, as you recall, said that America ought not to be a super nation or a super state, that it ought not to be any greater than any other nation. So the purpose and the plan of the globalists was to, vernacular, was to bring America down a few notches to make us equal to the banana republics around the globe. And they have almost been successful in doing it. And based on what we saw last evening, I'm going to talk about in a few moments the exponential going forward with the high speed of the further implosion of the morals, ethics, and the values while Biden is still in office. Go ahead.
It is sad, brother, what's going on. And I call the Democrats, they are the termites destroying the country from within. Have a great day, brother.
You're right. Absolutely. Thank you so much for your call.
But you know, Dr. Youngblood, what was so pathetic about that, you could turn the volume down on the TV set and just watch it like a silent movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was obvious who won the debate.
Yes.
Now, again, getting back to what we said earlier, we don't want to criticize people to make it sound like, you know, we are hating anyone. We hate what's going on in America.
Absolutely. I'm saddened to see what's happening in America.
We hate that. Now, mm-hmm. The only two things they can do going forward right now is to present another candidate that's going to be worthy to run for this office. And the second thing that they're going to have to do is cheat. Those two things, that's the only way they're going to win this election. Put somebody else in there, and then they're going to have to cheat.
Well, they already got the cheat sheets in place. They're already planning that on a national basis. The only thing that's going to be different is the name that's on the ballot.
Well,
in fact, I would not be surprised if they do not leave the name on the ballot but have the other person standing in that they will have already announced.
Well, and President Trump answered that question because I think they tried to trap him at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Will you
will you accept the election if you do not win?
Right.
And he couched it exactly right. If it is a legal election, if it is a fair election, yes.
I'm so glad he said that.
And yet people thought, well, you should have answered it more definitively. No, that was definitive enough for me. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at this statement, Congress Democrats in the state of shock over Biden's debate performance. One of them says, I am in the state of shock. Another, a third House Democrat said, Jamal Bowman is the hero we need now. We need him to pull the fire, to pull the fire alarm. One female House Democrat said it is time for, listen to this, now it's setting the stage, it is time for a woman to come in and save both these men from their misery. Now, that sets the stage for where some things are going, as I have said so many times, Dr. Davis. Behind the scenes, you have three people that I believe are prominent for the potentiality of replacing Joe Biden. Another headline, there's a deep and wide and very aggressive panic going on now in the Democratic Party. Within minutes of Thursday's debate between incumbent Joe Biden and President Donald Trump revealed a horrifying situation for America's Democrats. It explained John King of CNN report, quote, right now, as we speak, there's a deep, wide, and very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party. And he said it started 1 minute after the debate. King continued saying they're having conversations about how they should handle it. Some of those conversations involve, should we go to the White House and ask the president to simply step aside? Another said, should the prominent Democrats go public with that call for him to step aside? The report said Biden froze just minutes into the debate, losing his train of thought, not even being able to answer the questions. So, Dr. Davis, one of the things that you were touching on with just watching it, didn't have to hear it, Joe Biden would look at the camera with a jaw dropped and with his eyes glazed over. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's some of the indications there that he was hyped up, juiced up, jacked up, as the physicians have been calling it, in relationship to being drugged in order for him to stand and speak. And, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, we witnessed in the debate last evening a major, massive, fault in the bottom line of where we're going as a nation. Looking at the headline, Dem voters horrified, open talks about replacing Joe Biden. Senior Democrat officials are openly now talking about whether Joe Biden should step aside in 2024. Right now, the party involves strategies. It involves elected officials. It involves fundraisers. And they're having conversations about the president's performance. And they think it was dismal. Some of those conversations include, should we go to the White House and simply ask him to step aside? CBS correspondent Ed O'Keefe confirmed that there are, quote, there are at least some House Democrats who were gathered tonight watching this together, talking about talking to the White House and having Joe Biden to step down. That's how bad the debate was. And it goes on to talk about different ones. And it says, the voice, the open mouth look, the visual contrast between President Biden and President Trump all have Democrats thinking and talking nearly beside themselves watching the debate, according to one of the CNN news anchors. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, how should we respond? What should we do as Christians, as conservatives? How should we respond to this? Let's face it, Joe Biden lost the debate, and he did so royally. It's not just simply looking at what the debates were like. That's not the full picture. Remember, the whole world was watching the debate last
That's
evening.
Right. That's
watching
right.
it. Just what our national enemies think, what do our international enemies think, what did they see, what will they do? It is my most humble opinion, ladies and gentlemen, that China, listen, Dr. Davis, this is some of my opinions. These are some of my thoughts as to the horrific end result of last evening's display of the weak, cognitively depleted Joe Biden that possesses the Oval Office. I believe China is going to make a move against Taiwan before January 2025. Chinese president, or the lead of head of China, Xi, sees exactly what he's dealing with. China will move against Taiwan, realizing that Joe Biden is cognitively unable to make a decision. In fact, I believe Joe Biden is a pawn in the hands of Vladimir Putin, Xi from China, and the leaders, the mullahs in Iran. I believe Joe Biden, his family cabal, have taken money from these entities, these people, these states and nations. As a result of that, he cannot say one thing because they control him. Secondly, I'm of the opinion that Putin and his Russian aggression is emboldened right now to pursue more rapidly that aggression against Ukraine. Knowing that he must prevail. Hear me. Putin thinks that he must win the war against Ukraine, and he must do so before President Trump is inaugurated in January. So I believe there'll be a major move on the part of Russia and the aggression of the Russian leadership. I believe Iran will step in with their Islamic jihadist attacks against Israel with the help from Russia and Egypt and the enemies of the Jewish nation. I believe we're going to witness the entire Middle East aflame as a result of what has now been validated, verified by his speech, by his conversation, by his lack of agility, by his lack of cognitive ability in the debate last evening. I believe this is going to set our enemies on the fast track for carrying out what they want. And secondly, thirdly, whatever number, I believe that it's going to cause the further aggression internally with the Marxist media, with the Marxist leadership, with those that are the puppeteers for Joe Biden to try to carry out the plan that they have in place for trying to cause America to implode and to destroy the United States of America's constitutional republic. I believe that all that we have been witnessing that's incrementally being done, I believe we're going to witness the fast-tracking of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to continue to seek God's face, confess our sins as a nation, and ask God to heal our land. I believe we're going to find that the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, I believe we're going to find the delegates will vote for Biden. But the superdelegates that no one wants to talk about, the superdelegates can override the delegates, and I believe the delegates will stand true for Biden, but I believe the superdelegates will outvote, will overpower the delegates, and will have another candidate, and I believe it will be one of the three, Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, or Hillary Clinton, and I personally believe it would be Hillary Clinton. In just a moment, I'll tell you why. I believe we have John on the line. John, go over with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood and Pastor Davis, thank you very much for your ministry. It was amazing. Last night, as you know, truth always wins out. Light always exposes darkness. And we got to see it last night, even though I thought, okay, 7 days of preparation. What in the world are they going to do to President Biden to make him perform like he's supposed to? Well, he performed like he was supposed to, and it wasn't. Well, if they did anything to him, it wasn't manifested. It's almost like, I don't want to call him out because I feel sorry for him in a way, mm-hmm. because he's showing what's going. He's manifesting what's going on with him mentally, and President Trump, the way he handled himself, I think he did a great job. There were a couple of times I was going, okay, answer the question. But I think what he did is he almost had a strategy to it, because there were certain things that he wanted to, okay, you're going to ask me a question, but there's a point that I want to make. And so it is very enlightening. The moderators, they did the best job that they've done. They were very fair, evenly balanced, or whatever. They didn't seem to have their own agenda that they wanted to have. So I was very pleased with that. I can't imagine them having another debate.
John, if I can jump in for about 2 seconds,
yeah.
I believe the moderators were more conciliatory than I had given them credit for to begin with before they did the debate. But one of the things, going back to Trump's, as some looked at it, not answering the questions, as you recall, the ground rules for the debate was that when one speaks, then they'll give the other 1 minute in rebuttal. So many times, as Biden would say something, then they would turn to Trump with another question, and he'd say, before I answer that, let me go back. And what he did,
yep.
he took his question, and he gave his rebuttal to the statements made by Biden before he would give his answer, and many times the 2 minutes was up before he could get a full answer out. So he was playing beat the clock, trying to do the rebuttal and give his answers, because they did not give the rebuttal opportunity to Donald Trump each time as they would give the rebuttal opportunity for Biden. So other than that, I think it was a fair and square moderator carried out debate. But
I believe that when they talked to him about January 6th, he took January 6th and started talking about where were we at on January 6th. Where were we at with this, and where were we at with that on January 6th? And again, about him being convicted of a felony. Well, President Biden may very well be convicted of a felony after he's not the president. So, and President Trump was very reserved, actually. He didn't get, as people had seen him before, actually, he did a great job last night. I was very pleased with him. But again, too, I've got to remember to place my faith in the creator of all things, God and Jesus Christ, and he's got this.
So absolutely.
Bottom line is he has this, and so it's going to be anxious. I'm anxious to see how things are going to play out until November the 5th. So thank you very much with your ministry, Dr. Elroy.
John, thank you so much for your call. You're spot on with your statements. One of the things when we talk about how it plays out, what we're going to find is sheer panic, terror, on the part of the Democratic Party leadership behind the scenes. Some of that terror and that panic-stricken feeling will not be obvious because it will not be out in the public as much as it will be behind the scenes. But right now, you can, if you're a betting person, you can bet your boots that the Democratic National Committee and all of the elitists within the party being, carried out with the conversation, the questions, the dialogue, the carrying out of what they need to do with the strategy and the planning being led by Barack Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and others. I believe that it's time that we recognize it. But the whole bottom line is, for our listeners, Christians, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I'm going to ask Dr. Davis if you would read a few verses of Scripture, a couple of verses, then we'll take our next caller. Psalms 27:14, Dr. Davis, I believe, because the bottom line is what God is calling us to do as Christians with all that we see, with all that we have that is before us, with all that is taking place with our nation. He's calling us to be of good courage. He's calling us to stand up, speak up, and be not afraid of what is happening. Read that, Psalms 27:14.
Okay, 27:14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord. I believe that that's what God's calling us to. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Don't let this dishearten us. Don't let this discourage us. I can talk about this until Jesus comes, not get discouraged and not get disheartened, because I know that God is on the throne. I believe Barbara's on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
I am. Good morning or good afternoon. I spoke to someone this morning, and it occurred to me how people that aren't so engaged as a lot of us are in this campaign, their notion is that, this is two bad candidates. They just want to ride along the fence, and we have to pray seriously and for guidance to help them understand the importance of their vote for Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
He's a human.
Exactly.
He's just like the rest of us. He's made mistakes, and he's done brilliantly, especially in comparison to the last 12 years of this project of fundamentally changing our country. So
yes.
Pray for him.
Absolutely. Barbara, you're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, the caller is exactly correct, because we're in our vote for president. Listen, we're not voting for Jesus to be president. We're voting for a human being that's flawed just as we are, that is a sinner just as everyone under the sound of my voice. We're praying that God will put a man in office that's got a spine, a backbone, and tenacity to carry out the task that needs to be done in our nation. Dr. Davis, read for us Joshua chapter 1, verses 7, 8, and 9, because God called Joshua to lead the people, and God called Joshua to be strong and of good courage and to stand in courageousness as he was doing so. As Dr. Davis finds that text, I'm looking at another headline. It says, babbling. Biden's debate performance sends Democrats into sheer panic. President often had a weak, raspy voice during the first debate with Trump and what Democrats had hoped would be the turning point in the election. President Joe Biden was supposed to put the nation's mind at ease over his physical and mental capacity, with which debate showing Thursday night he could not. Dr. Davis, read that text in Joshua 1.
Verse 7 says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Absolutely. So the challenge, just as to Joshua, for you and for me and for each one on the sound of my voice, today the challenge, ladies and gentlemen, be strong and of good courage. Wait. W-A-I-T, wait on the Lord. I believe God is working. I believe God's still on the throne. I believe God's going to make some drastic changes in what we looked at, had looked at as a normal election process. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just add this. I'm looking at a massive article. It's about 6 or 8 pages. It says, Hillary Clinton, I've debated Trump and Biden. And Hillary Clinton says, I'm the only person to have debated both men, Trump in 2016 and in 2008, the Democratic presidential primary, Mr. Biden. I know the excruciating pressure of walking onto that stage, and that it is nearly impossible to focus on the substance when Donald Trump is involved. And this massive article, she goes on basically putting herself into the position of saying, vote for me, I'm the one. And ladies and gentlemen, just in recent weeks, the past 6 or 8 weeks, Donald Trump has been so dominant in the hearts and the minds of others, and especially with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has talked about several times on any interview she's done about how I could win, I could debate Trump, I could win Trump, I could win the election, etc. Listen to me very carefully. I'm not a prophet nor a son of a prophet, as Amos said in the little book of Amos, but it's my most humble opinion that behind the scenes, before the Democratic National Committee meets, they will already have set the stage. Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, will be the candidate displacing, replacing Joe Biden for the November the 5th election. Because she believes that she needs to be president. She believes that she's been in some way disenfranchised twice because she's run for the presidency. This will be her third try, and I believe that's on the agenda as we speak. So, Dr. Davis, as Christians, we need to simply keep looking up, lifting up our heads, and the realization that our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
God calls on us today to be strong and of a good courage, and to recognize that God's still on the throne. He's not asleep. He's not on vacation.
Amen.
He's not even had COVID.
Amen. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50%